I think I could have returned it. But as it is, I fear I can never be more to you than a friend.
I understand. You hold aloof from me because you are rich and lofty, and I poor and lowly. But take care. The poor Bumbo woman has gypsy blood in her veins, and she can read destiny.
Destinies?
Destinies. There is a change. There's a change.
A change?
A change. Be prepared. Things are seldom what they seem. Same milk masquerades as cream. High nose passes, patent leathers. Jackdaws strut in peacock's feathers.
Very true, so they do.
Black sheep dwell in every fold. All that glitters is not gold. Storks turn out to be but logs. Bulls are but inflated frogs.
So they be frequently.
Drops the wine and straws the men.
I know that is so. Don't you get your drift? I'm striving. It is shady. It is shady. I don't see it. What you're driving, mystic lady, mystic lady.
Stand on steaming
that the mystic lady's healing in an ocular evening. Yes, I know.
That is so.
Though I'm anything but clever, I could talk like that forever. Once a cat was killed by care, only brave deserve the fair.
Very true, so
weak is often good as blood, spoils the child who spares the rod. Thirsty lambs run foxy dangers, dogs are found in many mangers. Form of cat, the chestnut statues, worn out garments show new patches. Only comes the chick that hatches. Men are grown up catchy catches.
Yes, I know, that is so. Don't catch my drift, he's striving. I'll dissemble, I'll dissemble. When he sees at what I'm driving, let him tremble, let him tremble.
Oh, Mr. Township, are those? I shall learn the truth with its sorrow. Here to take it calm tomorrow. Yes, I know.
That is so.
Go on, Mr. Township, follow. I shall learn the truth with sorrow. Here to take it calm tomorrow. Yes, I know. That is so. Incomprehensible as her utterances are, I nevertheless feel that they are dictated by a sincere regard for me. But to what do misery is she referring? Time alone can tell.
Captain Corcoran, I am much disappointed with your daughter. In fact, I don't think she will do.
She won't do, Sir Joseph.
I'm afraid not. The fact is that although I have urged my suit with as much eloquence as is consistent with an official utterance, I have done so hitherto without success. How do you account for this?
Really, Sir Joseph, I hardly know. Josephine is of course sensible of your condescension.
Naturally she would be.
But perhaps your exalted rank dazzles her.
You think it does?
I can hardly say. But she is a modest girl, and her social position is far below your own. It may be that she feels she is not worthy of you.
That is really a very sensible suggestion, and displays more knowledge of human nature than might have given you credit for.
But see, she comes. If your lordship would kindly reason with her, and assure her, officially, that it is a standing rule of the Admiralty that love levels all ranks. Her respect for an official utterance might induce her to look upon your offer in its proper light.
It is not unlikely. I will adopt your suggestion, but soft, she is here. Let us withdraw and watch our opportunity. of that opinion.
That the high and the lowly may be truly happy together, provided that they truly love one another?
Madam, I desire to convey to you, officially, my opinion that love is a platform upon which all ranks meet.
Oh, I thank you, Sir Joseph. I did hesitate, but I will hesitate no longer. He little thinks how eloquently he has pleaded his rival's cause.
Never mind the why and wherefore love can benevolent, and therefore though his lordship stations might be very stupendous, he is plain. Though her tastes are mean and flighty, and your fortune poor and plain. Many maiden and the tar, the many.
Provide me ample disguise.
They are foiled! Foiled! Foiled!
Carefully on tiptoe stealing, creep gently as we may. Every step with caution speeding, creepy with a soft
you
possession of my eyes.
My lord, one word. The facts are not before you. The word was injudicious, I allow. But hear my explanation, I implore you. And you will be indignant too, I vow.
I will hear of no defense. Attempt not if you're sensible. That word of evil sense is wholly indefensible. Go, ribald, get you hence to your cabin with celerity. This is the consequence of ill-advised asperity.
This is the consequence of ill-advised asperity.
For I'll teach you all ere long to refrain from language strong, for I haven't any sympathy for ill bred taunts.
No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunts.
No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunts.
No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunts.
His sisters, nor his aunts, till we marry the
way
of the
sun.
You see, I'm only a topman, a mere foremost hand.
Don't be ashamed of that. Your position as topman is a very exalted one.
Well, Your Honor, love burns as brightly in the forecastle as it does on the quarterdeck, and Josephine is the fairest bud that ever blossomed upon the tree of a poor fellow's wildest hopes.
Oh, darling!
She is the figurehead of my ship of life, the bright beacon that guides me into my port of happiness, the rarest, the purest gem that ever sparkled upon a poor but worthy fellow's trusting brow.
Very pretty! Very pretty!
Insolent sailor! You shall repent this outrage! Seize him!
Oh, Sir Joseph, spare him, broil him tenderly!
Pray, don't. I will teach this presumptuous mariner to discipline his affections. Have you such thing as a dungeon on board?
We have.
Then load him with chains and take him there at once.
Time farewell.
not easy to express my amazement, my surprise. Again, you may discover from my eyes
how terrible the aspect of his eyes.
Hold! Ere upon your nose you lay much stress, a long concealed crime I would confess.
Find Seaman to step forward.
Corporal, 3 paces to the front, march!
If what?
I don't understand.
If you please.
What?
I'm perfectly right.
If you please. If you please.
You are an extremely fine fellow.
Yes, Your Honor.
So it seems that Rafe was you and you were Rafe.
So it seems, Your Honor.
Well, I need not tell you that after this change in your condition, a marriage with your daughter will be out of the question.
Oh, don't say that, Your Honor. Love levels all ranks.
It does to a certain extent, but it does not level them as much as that. Here, take her, sir, and mind you treat her kindly.
Oh, bliss! Oh, rapture!
Oh, rapture! Oh, bliss!
Oh, bliss! Oh, rapture!
Sad my lot, what shall I do? I cannot live alone.
Fear nothing. While I live, I'll not desert you. I'll soothe and comfort your declining days.
No, don't do that.
Yes, but indeed, I'd rather.
Oh, very well then. Tomorrow morn our vows shall be plighted. 3 loving pairs on the same day united.